I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris McMonagle. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 202. McMonagle here with you on this Saturday morning. Pat Boyle on the other side, and I'm taking your phone calls at 877-337-6666. 4 hours, me and you on the best weekend of the year, or what traditionally has been the best weekend of the year. We'll see how it goes, but I like all of them. I think all four games are sexy as hell. I'm looking forward to a good weekend of football. I don't have wood to move this weekend. I don't have a new car to go get. I am locked in. There's nothing, honey, there's nothing I'm doing. I'm locked in for all four games. As soon as I wake up, I'm going to take a long nap after this one when I get home. But I'm looking forward to it. Big football weekend, and obviously the Giants are still the story as today. They went out and got their man in Joe Shane. And it's just, it's amazing to me how quickly perceptions change. That's really what's gone on. What's gone on here, and the way the Giant fan feels, I would think, I heard Moose and a lot of the calls, and I listen all week, obviously, as part of Carton Roberts, and I hear you, Giant fans. And I still got to tell you right now, I think the mood of the Giant fan is kind of positive right now. I mean, let's be fair, we don't know who the hell Joe Shane is. Don't tell me you do. You can read all the articles you want. I read them too. I'm locked into Art Stapleton. Everybody is. I get it. So, look, well-respected with a winning organization. And immediately, the Giant fans feel we're in a new direction. And the Maras, listen, you got to be fair. A couple of things here about this hire. One, this was the guy from Jump Street. Right? This was the guy they targeted. It was the first guy they asked for the interview. It seemed like this was the guy they targeted. They brought him in. They had a wide scoping search. They did everything you wanted to do. They brought in 9 different guys. They whittled it down to 3 for the second round, but they did it quickly too. You know, they got a lot of flack for the indecision about Joe Judge. They got a lot of flack for not firing Gettleman earlier in the season, not being aggressive enough. Well, they started this process. Look, the Bears and Vikings still have vacancies. The Giants have brought in 9 guys, went through meetings, 2 meetings with 3 different guys, hired their guy, and on the same day they hired their GM, they're having interviews for the head coach. As you heard earlier today, that Brian Daboll of Buffalo, who obviously has the connection to Joe Shane, has been a name that's been connected to this Giants head coaching position, already interview over Friday, the same day. Joe Shane wasting no time. The Giants wasting no time. I even heard Chris Mara was not in the meeting. The Giant fans have everything they want. John Mara and this staff and this ownership group went out there and decisively went through a process, but ultimately got their guy. And what's great about it, too, and what makes you feel better about it as a Giant fan a little bit, is that this is still the New York Giants. All right, they targeted a guy, they went out and got him, and for all the talk about the cap hell they're in, the terrible roster they have, it's so bad that a quarterback doesn't even matter, which I'm going to get into because I heard it again, even from the mouth of Moose, who I love dearly. They're not good enough to worry about the quarterback position. It drives me crazy. We're going to get into it. But the roster's so bad, they're in such a horrible cap position. They're not what they used to be. They're the losingest franchise in the sport in 10 years. You know, why would this one want to come here? Why would that one want to come here? And in the end, not saying that, you know, Joe Shane had his pick of any job in the NFL or that he's the number one, you know, assistant GM that the Giants are just so lucky to have. But at the same time, it was a guy they targeted. He was clearly wanted around the league. He was going to get other interviews, as did Poles, who's now interviewing with the Bears job, interviewing with the Vikings, one of the runner-ups for this Giant job. But this is still the New York Giants. This is still one of the premier franchises. If you get an opportunity to work for the New York Giants and run the Giants and try and get an opportunity to turn them back into prominence, this is still a job. So for all the talk when, you know, Harbaugh gets available, why would Harbaugh want to come here? Oh, when, you know, Russell Wilson, why would Russell Wilson want to trade here? This is still the New York Giants, and the Giants went out there, and they were very decisive, and they went through it, and they were already through one head coaching interview, and you know that's going to be the next big thing, and it's extremely important. When you're talking about a franchise, you're talking about ownership, GM, head coach, quarterback. Those are the staples that build a franchise. So the next hire, whether it be Brian Daboll or they do go to Flores, who they've reached out to as well, Brian Flores, the former coach of the Dolphins, we all know him. Those are the two names right now. Dan Quinn, who we talked about the other day. I hate the idea of Dan Quinn being the coach. Just absolutely can't stand it. I went through the reasons. We can continue if you want to give me a call on that. Leslie Frazier doesn't really excite me. But there are other names to consider just besides the two Bryans. But right now, they seem to be top of the list, and especially what Daboll has done with Buffalo, who we're getting ready to see Sunday night, and what he did, really, for me, if we're going to keep Daniel Jones, and we'll get into the quarterback discussion, if Daniel Jones is going to be the guy moving forward, if they're not going to make the bold decision to go out and trade some of these picks for a Russell Wilson, which is what I think they should do, but if they're not going to do that, and that's an unlikely scenario, it depends on what Seattle wants to do, it depends on what Russell Wilson wants to do, it depends on a million things. Most likely, they're not going to give money to a veteran quarterback to come in here and take over the role. I don't think in this particular draft they're going to draft a quarterback, although if the GM loves one, that's exactly what he should do. But if Jones is going to be the quarterback moving forward, you know, what Daboll has done with Josh in Buffalo, what he has turned Allen into, who was, we forget now because he's the stud throwing the perfect game against the Pats, was the project of that draft. Of all the quarterbacks out of that amazing quarterback draft of, you know, Darnold and Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson, that whole class, the project was the big, strong, talented quarterback who was playing at a school no one's ever heard of against talent no one deems suitable for the NFL. Is anyone going to take a chance on this kid who checks all the box physically, but, you know, his accuracy, completion percentage, playing at the school he played for, he was going to be the project. And he's led them through a couple of choppy years, the big jump in year three, and then into this year where now he's leading that offense into Kansas City as only a point and a half underdog against a team that's looking to go back to their third consecutive Super Bowl with the greatest quarterback on the planet, at least most talented quarterback on the planet. And they're only a game and a point and a half dog in that building against that team. After they threw that performance against the Pats, I mean, look what he has done. So, I mean, he's a perfect candidate for the Giants. If they're going to look to, you know, a lot of people see a lot of, you know, Allen and Daniel Jones, a tall kid, strong arm, physical, tough, the ability to run. Now, I'm not telling you he's Josh Allen. Believe me, I don't want him to be the quarterback. But he's got some of those tools. And, yeah, there's a lot to look at when it comes to Daniel Jones and, you know, the offensive line and the weapons and the Jason Garrett and all the things, the different coaches, the different coordinators over his tenure of just really being inside a dysfunctional franchise, which is what the Giants have been for multiple years here. So if you're looking to get the best out of Daniel Jones before you have to make a decision, I think Brian Daboll could be a great answer there. But that's going to be the discussion. This is really, you know, a point that just I want to drive home because I hear so many people say the opposite. It drives me nuts. What is going to make Joe Shane's tenure here with the Giants successful or unsuccessful? It could be a lot of different things, fair. But number one is going to be who he decides to be the quarterback of this franchise. I mean, Giant fans, you have allowed yourself to be so beaten down by how bad this team has been for the last decade, by how poor the offensive line has played. It's been embedded in you. It's like someone's been whispering in your ear in your sleep, the offensive line's too bad to make it work. The offensive line's too bad to make it work. That's all you think. But when it comes down to it, who is going to be the quarterback of this franchise moving forward? And if he sticks with Daniel Jones for a year, that won't be on him. He won't be tied to Daniel Jones. He can kick that decision down the line for a year. That's fine, and he's going to get time. The Mariners are going to give this situation time. They have made a decision. They went through a long and and multifaceted and nine different guys process to come up with their guy in Joe Shane. He's going to be here for a while. He's going to get a long leash, as is the head coach he decides to hire. This is going to be a process with this group. The Mariners are not going to make a quick decision unless, every time this happens, you can't imagine it falling apart worse than the previous regime, and that's what's happened three times running. But barring this completely falling apart after year two, this is going to be a longer process with both the GM and the head coach. So what's going to make Shane fly or, sink or swim here is going to be what he does at quarterback. Yes, you need to fix the offensive line. Yes, you need to get a defensive pass rush in here. We understand that. And the Giants have tried that. The idea that the Giants haven't attempted to fix that. I heard a bunch of calls with Moose. Well, we need to stop drafting weapons. And we need to stop drafting quarterbacks. We need to work on building the rest of the roster. The Giants have thrown a ton of picks at offensive linemen. I don't want to go through them all, but they have. They drafted defensive linemen and offensive linemen and traded for Jets defensive linemen and then paid them. I mean, the Giants have attempted to fix all the holes. Dave Gettleman was terrible at it. In his 4 years, he made poor decision after poor decision. But the idea that, no one's put any thought into the offensive line or into the defensive line is silly. Of course they have. But the idea that the Giants are so flawed in certain spots that a quarterback is a waste of time is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I don't want to draft a quarterback, but if this GM, who's supposed to be a great talent evaluator, that's what he does. Brandon Bean, the current GM of Buffalo, actually spoke to the media and talked about how in-depth he is on talent evaluating and how he's tireless at it and how he goes after it and he attacks it and how, precise he is at it and how much they appreciate what he does in that aspect of the game, how he is a talent evaluator. If he loves a quarterback, then the Giants should draft a quarterback. I wouldn't. But I'm not him. I'm not the level of a talent evaluator that we expect Joe Shane to be. If he loves a quarterback in this draft, go get one, because the quarterback is the answer. And that's why I'm pounding on the drums for Russell Wilson. That's how I feel, because this is an opportunity to get a Hall of Fame quarterback in here. And everyone, I hear it all the time. Well, the roster's not good enough. Build up a defense. Build up an offensive line. All right, say you do that. You realize Daniel Jones isn't really good enough to take you over the limit and take you to the Super Bowl. Now you're a year in, 2 years in. You've built up your defense. You've built up your offensive line. You're getting a little bit better. You win 8-9 games. You're drafting 21st in the draft. You have no two top picks in the top 10. And now how do you go get the quarterback? How do you go get the quarterback? Kicking the quarterback question down the line is fine on a different kind of year. But right now, the Giants are poised to either draft one at the top of the draft or trade for a Hall of Fame one with two top picks. Now, again, I understand that's a little bit up to Seattle, a little bit up to Russell Wilson. But the idea that the Giants shouldn't consider that, Joe Shane should be on the phone right now to Seattle and seeing if it's plausible. Because it's almost as if it's the thought process is, if we can make, it's easier to make the whole team perfect than it is to get a quarterback in here who can rise the level of play. All right, maybe it takes a year. Maybe it takes 2 years. They'll still have draft picks. They'll still be free agency. The world doesn't stop because you traded a couple first-round picks for a quarterback. This idea that the Giants are so awful, nothing will help, or they're so awful, they have to fix everything else before you even consider the quarterback position, because Daniel Jones has shown what? Tell me what. He threw some touchdowns his rookie year. He's been dreadful the last 2 years. They don't score. Does anybody watch this team? The offense doesn't score. They don't score points. Plus, he's injured all the time. He's missed the last six games with a neck injury that's so bad he's not expecting to be cleared for contact till August. And the Giants just happen to be in a unique position where they're at the top of the draft when you don't expect to be here. I know the Giants are here every year, and maybe Giant fans have fallen into that concept. Like, hey, don't worry about it. They'll be in the top five, top 10 draft picks next year. Well, the whole thought process is maybe, hopefully you won't be. Hopefully you win some games, which, by the way, was my favorite part of the statement Joe Shane said, because I'm so tired of hearing about the process and how we need to build a foundation and blah, 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 blah. We are going to win, and most importantly, win games. It's time the Giants started winning some football games. And this league is built for quick turnarounds. Every year, you watch all the hot take shows and the ESPN shows and the Fox Sports 1 shows. Every single year at the beginning of the year, here's a topic question without fail. Without fail. Good morning, football. Everyone will discuss it. Which team will go from last to first? It's a... Without question, it's a topic that's brought up in every one of these talking head shows without fail. Because that's what the league is built on. Giants get a couple of things right with the offensive line and a quarterback in here, and suddenly it's looking a lot different. And it is going to be a process. And Joe Shane's going to have time. And I'm not proposing that they forego some sort of, you know, sustained winning culture that's built through the draft. That's all great. That's all great. But he's got to look at offensive line, yes. He's got to look at pass rusher, yes. He's got to look at quarterback. We can't just punt this down the line and say, well, look, we're terrible. We're awful. The line sucks. The defensive line gets no pass rush whatsoever. You know, the rosters, they have no depth. It's just a terrible, terrible roster. You know what? I don't think very much of Daniel Jones, but what the hell? We'll just go with it. We got so much else to do. Let me just run out the quarterback who I don't think can really win us any games. And then next year, we'll figure out the quarterback position. I mean, it's worked for the Jets and the Dolphins and countless other franchises who've been wandering through the desert for decades because they can't find one, and we just happen to be in a position at the top of the draft with two top 10 picks where we can maybe go out and either get a Hall of Famer or draft a quarterback or do something with equity that we have this year that we don't plan to have next year because we want to be a little bit better and win some games. So, but that's okay. Let's not worry about the quarterback. That's what every franchise in the sport is worried about. Do they have a quarterback? That's the question. Everything else is secondary. Do you have a quarterback? Everything else is secondary. And somehow I got on this quarterback run because I hear stupid people say stupid things. 877-337-6666. But it's going to be a good weekend. I'm looking forward to divisional round football, which is, like I said, typically the best week. I think all four games are really intriguing, and I think they're all going to be really good. And I'm looking forward to it. And so we'll get to all the games. Joe Shane is the new GM. Already one coaching interview down in Brian Daboll. Mara's moving quick, getting decisive, trying to turn the perception of this franchise around. And I think, amazingly enough, as desperate as the Giant fans have been, as angry as they have been, as empty as that building was to end the year, as furious they were as that Joe Judge wasn't fired on Black Monday, all of that has kind of waned in the idea of they hired a guy that none of us know, but we feel like it's a good hire. We're told it's a good hire. He's been a very good assistant GM. He's come up through the ranks. He's an elite talent evaluator. This is all we've heard. The Giant fans are happy for the moment. And we'll see what they do at head coach because it can all change rapidly.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.